The Gulf of Guinea, A Primer, by Christiane Thompson, MA, MMAS, MLA. This audiobook is a comprehensive academic work. It is fully supported by scholarly research, with all sources and citations meticulously documented. A companion digital publication containing a complete list of references, detailed notes, and a bibliography is available for review. This publication also includes figures, tables, and images to provide further context to the material. To view, please visit www.jsow.edu/press. This work was cleared for public release. Distribution is unlimited. This is part one of a two-part series. For more information, check out JSOW Quick Look, From Pirates to Power Plays, Geopolitical Strategies and Maritime Security in the Gulf of Guinea and Beyond. Vast Waters, Vital Coastlines, The Gulf of Guinea's Expanse and Landscapes. The Gulf of Guinea, historically referred to as the Bight of Benin, covers an extensive area of 2.3 million kilometers squared, or 888,034.6 miles squared, and has more than 6,000 kilometers, or 3,728.23 miles of coastline. Defined as a geopolitical region, the Gulf stretches from Senegal to Angola, as geographical area scholars define the region as encompassing Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Togo, Benin, Nigeria, and Cameroon. In its official definition, the United States Geological Survey narrows the geographical area as stretching from Cape Palmas in Liberia to Cape Lopez in Gabon. The Gulf region is home to several industrialized coastal cities and follows the natural curvature of the Atlantic coastline. In terms of size, the Gulf of Guinea at 2.3 million kilometers squared is more than three times the size of Texas at 695,662 kilometers squared, or 268,596 miles squared. The Gulf's size rivals the world's largest island, Greenland, which is 2.16 million kilometers squared, or approximately 833,980.32 miles squared. Furthermore, some of West Africa's key rivers, such as the Niger, Volta, and Sanaga, drain into the Gulf with its sandy beaches, estuaries, deltas, lagoons, and river inlets. The long coastline features landscapes from flat plains to rugged mountainous terrain. This environment supports diverse ecosystems and human livelihoods. The waters of the Gulf of Guinea are of global importance both as a transport hub and as a shipping route. A myriad of commodities destined for Central and Southern Africa and Europe pass through these waters. Moreover, the Gulf is vital for oil exports from the Niger Delta. The vast waters and bordering coastal countries face security factors such as environmental conditions, socio-ecological deprivation, human safety, and crime that are interconnected. Despite the region's natural resources, including hydrocarbon revenues, many Gulf of Guinea countries have social and economic challenges. Moreover, the region's coastal zones, characterized by dense populations, low elevations, and/or inadequate adaptive capacity, are particularly vulnerable to the impact of climate change. These atmospheric changes have socio-ecological and economic consequences as well. Environmental challenges, rising waters, shifting sands. Climate change has detrimental and beneficial impacts, yet socio-ecological systems always require time to adapt to changes. For the positive to outweigh the negative in the Gulf, it is crucial that species have time to adapt. The negative effects of climate change include an increase in the frequency and intensity of extreme weather events, such as swells, storms, heavy precipitation, elevated temperatures, as well as rising sea levels. Local factors and the climate-induced rise of sea level make the Gulf of Guinea vulnerable to flooding and similar extreme events. However, empirical data on coastal sea level changes in the region is limited, mainly due to a lack of gauge stations. Between 1993 and 2021, the mean sea level rise estimated by scientists was approximately 8.9 centimeters or 3.50 inches. The effects of these changes concern artisanal fishing communities because climate change can drastically reduce fish stocks. Scientists expect marine ecosystems to continue undergoing changes that impact the livelihoods of coastal populations. Human factors and security, resource rich, governance poor. Some of the countries along the Gulf of Guinea rank consistently low on human development indicators, such as transparent governance, rule of law, free press, and stable elections. Ironically, West Africa's resource wealth has become a barrier to building effective governance. The term resource curse by economist Richard Autry refers to the paradox in which populations of countries with a wealth of natural resources, such as oil, minerals, or fish, experience sluggish economic growth, instability, and corruption rather than benefiting from their wealth. Human ecologist Garrett Hardin developed the tragedy of the commons, a concept that describes a dynamic in which individuals, driven by self-interest, exploit a shared resource to the point of depletion. For example, when a few people exhaust their stocks, it causes long-term collective harm to the community. Both dynamics are evident in the Gulf of Guinea region. Poor resource management at the national level has created a resource curse dynamic. At the community level, the failure of collective responsibility for shared resources has led to a tragedy of the commons. In both cases, unsustainable management practices led to negative outcomes for societies across the Gulf of Guinea coast. For example, the Gulf's fish stock decline is a secondary effect of both dynamics. Unregulated water threatened livelihoods. Illegal, unreported, and unregulated, or IUU fishing, is a major threat in the Gulf of Guinea. IUU fishing endangers the livelihoods of small-scale fishermen and depletes marine biodiversity. Small-scale fishing is the backbone of the livelihoods of many communities along the Gulf. Between 2003 and 2020, coastal catches in Côte d'Ivoire declined by approximately 40%. In Ghana, small fish landings decreased by 59% between 2003 and 2020. Large-scale catch operations by ships, primarily from China, other Asian countries, and Europe, accelerate this depletion of fish stocks. In Ghana, for example, Chinese companies collaborate with local elites who operate via Ghanaian front companies, which use the revenue from these deals to entrench their political power. Chinese trawlers operate with few restrictions, and despite legal prohibitions, up to 90% of trawlers licensed in Ghana are Chinese-owned. These trawler crews often capture juvenile fish, which reduces their reproductive capacity and further accelerates the decline in fish stocks. They show little concern for stock preservation or size restrictions. Furthermore, unenforced labor laws result in unhealthy working conditions on ships, and the fishing industry has links to human trafficking. Traffickers use laborers, including children, for both work and sexual exploitation. For instance, from April 2020 to April 2021, traffickers in Bokke, Guinea, used more than 13,000 children between the ages of 5 and 17 to work on trawlers. As a result, the fishing industry is akin to a form of organized crime. In the Gulf of Guinea, human trafficking and forced labor are widespread, leading to the exploitation of crews working in dangerous and unsanitary conditions with a pittance of pay. Organized crime networks often use fishing vessels as cover for smuggling drugs, weapons, or people, and fishing boats provide an effective way to avoid detection while transporting illicit goods. Criminals maximize their gains by combining IUU fishing with other illegal enterprises. Weak governance allows IUU fishing to use fishing vessels for smuggling and trafficking, and other criminal activities such as piracy and human trafficking. Corruption, greed, and a lack of viable livelihood options for the local populace enable the nexus between local maritime crime and international, regional, and local organized criminal networks, resulting in many individuals becoming either victims or perpetrators of crime. Fighting IUU fishing protects marine resources and addresses the broader issues of security, corruption, and criminality. These Chinese people, they are treating us wickedly when we go for fishing. The moment the vessel moves to the sea, we the Ghanaians become slaves for them. Crew member, quote from interviewee, featured in On the Precipice, Crime and Corruption in Ghana's Chinese-Owned Trawler Fleet by Environmental Justice Foundation. U.S. Special Operations Forces, or SOF, Allied Nation Forces, and Partner Nation Forces are connected to IUU fishing in the context of global security and national interests. In 2022, the U.S. released a 5-year strategy focusing on IUU fishing and associated security threats. In the Gulf of Guinea, SOF are involved in maritime security missions that directly or indirectly support international, regional, and local efforts to combat IUU fishing. Furthermore, organized crime and violent conflicts are interconnected with the IUU fishing problem set. Therefore, U.S. SOF, with local and international partners, target these networks. USSOF regularly conduct joint combined exchange training with local navies to drill and hone tactical and operational skills in combating maritime crimes. While international, regional, and national efforts are rendering the Gulf of Guinea safer in 2024 than before these engagements, the region remains volatile with a high likelihood of security trend reversals. About the author. Christiane Thompson is an assistant professor of interdisciplinary studies at Joint Special Operations University. She holds a master's degree in political science from the University of Akron, a master's degree in military arts from the U.S. Army School of Advanced Military Studies, a Master of Liberal Arts MLA degree in Extension Studies, focusing on socio-ecological security from Harvard University Harvard Extension School, and has completed advanced military education at the U.S. Army Command and General Staff College. She has over three decades of experience supporting the U.S. DoD from hands-on operational engagement to strategic analyst and planner positions. Her current research interests leverage innovative technologies such as geospatial information systems and artificial intelligence applications. This audiobook is a comprehensive academic work, thoroughly supported by scholarly research. All sources and citations are carefully documented, and a companion digital publication provides a complete list of references, detailed notes, and a bibliography. This publication also contains figures, tables, and images. It can be viewed at www.jsow.edu/press.